Today in our continuing series on free enterprise with the Florida Chamber Foundation, I am joined by Beth Kegel, President and CEO of the Palm Beach North Chamber of Commerce. Beth, as you know, the Florida Chamber Foundation's Florida 2030 initiative seeks to write Florida's next strategic plan. Now, the Chamber Foundation has been to all 67 counties, heard from 10,000-plus Floridians, including business leaders in your area. Can you share a little bit of what businesses in your community are saying about our state and what it needs to get right for 2030 and beyond?
I sure can. Because of the exponential developments that we're seeing in technology, we actually have to view ourselves, even those of us that cover a regional area within Florida, as being in a global economy. In order to be globally competitive, we actually need to get mobility right. We will be adding, you know, approximately 6 million new residents in Florida by 2030, and we are expected also to reach about 160 million visitors annually by 2025. And not only that, we'll be moving about 69% more freight in and through our state by 2040. So as we grow, we really need to be efficient and innovative. And in this global innovation economy that we've got going right now, we really also need to prepare our current and future workforce for the jobs that it'll create and those that it might replace. There is a fear that we really need to get ahead and get in front to educate the public on new job opportunities that will emerge and reduce the fear of accepting, you know, the new innovations that we're going to see.
Beth, tell us a little bit about the Palm Beach North Chamber. You know, the Florida Chamber Foundation six pillars have been out there a little bit. How do you integrate, or how have you used those six pillars to help?
Well, the six pillars has been really important to us. The Florida Chamber Foundation uses processes that are really inclusive and comprehensive. So the foundation really doesn't leave any stone unturned in terms of topics, whether it's early learning, the changing demographics of our population, or environmental issues. And the same goes for the foundation's outreach to stakeholders. All stakeholders, really, regardless of the sector they represent, have an opportunity to participate. And this collaborative and comprehensive approach really inspired how our chamber approached our five-year strategic plan, which has been readily accepted by our diverse set of stakeholders from government to education to business, because they really all have a seat at the table. And just as the Florida Chamber utilizes the six pillars framework in order to determine legislative priorities, mm-hmm. we utilize our strategic plan in the same way. And we've also been inspired by the fact that the foundation's approach has garnered respect from Florida's policy and lawmakers and inspires them to take action. So we found that by adopting that philosophy as well, we see the same results in Palm Beach North.
Utilizing the resources, the reports, the things generated by the Florida Chamber Foundation, why has that been so important to you, Beth, and your chamber?
Well, given the quality and the depth of the Chamber Foundation's reports, we turn to those first to gather key data for initiatives that we pursue. So for example, the Trade and Logistics 1.0 and 2.0 studies combined were a great foundation to get our Palm Beach North Logistics Initiative kickstarted, both because it provided a great baseline education on the possibilities and because it provided credibility that Florida is committed to growing the industries related to logistics and views that as imperative to being competitive in the global economy. We also utilize the Florida 2030 Jobs Report as a validation of the types of workforce gaps that exist now and those that will exist in the future if we don't plan and execute appropriately. And we just recently released our own report and action plan related to logistics last month. So between the reports and the terrific team from the Florida Chamber and its foundation, who are always accessible to us, we feel we definitely get a head start, and we value that tremendously.